This morning I want to share with you God's priority. I've preached a message here before. I went back and listened to it. Was it a couple months back? Priority, your priorities. Why priority is important. And with everything that's going on in the world, you know, some of the things I'm going through, and it's just like I was just soaking in the word in Matthew. And this verse just jumped at me again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, where it says, I'm going to read from the New King James. It says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added to you." I have it. I want it on the screen, or you can pull it up on your Bible. I want all of us to read it again. It says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, seek, let's help me out. Let's all of us read it together. "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Let's read it again. Now I want everybody, okay, Sunday school, okay? Sunday school. Let's go back to Sunday school. All the ladies, come on, ladies. Come on now, ladies. All the ladies. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What does it say?
"Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you."
All right, that's good. So now let's, guys, let's show the ladies how we do it, all right? Let's go. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "But seek first the kingdom of God." Okay, well, let's give the ladies one more chance. See, maybe let's see if they can do better. Ladies, let's try again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. What does it say? Guys, we're really going to give it to them this time, all right? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Guys, help me out. All these things shall. Now let's all of us really learn it together. And I mean, let's just say it together. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." But now, hang on, let's look at this verse for a second. Seek first. Now, help me out. Help me teach a little bit. When they say, "Do this first," what does that mean? I agree. It's very important. But also, it's telling us something else. It's telling us this is a priority. That's the teacher. Right? That's it. There's a lot more to do. Among everything else, you got to do. This is first. Among everything else, you got to do. This is the word of Christ. I mean, I pray. I say, "Lord, the Bible is your word, right?" Can I have a witness? The Bible is the word of God. I believe everything the Bible says. Can I have a witness? Anybody else? I believe I can do everything, anything Bible the Bible says I can do. Anybody else believe the same thing? Okay. I believe everything the Bible says about me. Okay, that's good. So therefore, I receive God's word. This is the rhema of God. This is the breath of God. I know when I receive this verse, I accept it. And then I live, I conduct my life in certain way that promote this. Will God keep his word? Oh, yes, he will. Now, I told you a story last Sunday. The story about me moving to Florida. I mean, not moving, going to Florida for that seminar, remember? But I didn't give you the rest of the story. And then, while I was reading this verse this week, and I remember what happened. When I said, Holy Spirit spoke in my heart saying, Ricardo, what are you doing here? And then I was like, okay, yes, Lord. You really want me to be a missionary in Haiti, so I'm going back. But I say, Lord, if I'm going back, I need vision. I need a greater purpose than just what I was doing. And then the Lord said, He said, well, what do you have? What did I give you? What's in your hand? What's in your heart? And you know, during my conversation with the Lord, and I said, well, the Bible, the Word. I'm very passionate about the Word. I love God's Word. God's Word saved my life. If my life, my spiritual life, wasn't built on the Bible, guys, I would be lost. I wouldn't have a marriage. I wouldn't have a family. I thank God that when I become a Christian, my foundation, God's priority, my priority, it's amazing. I'm not going to go into details. The Lord blessed us. He provided everything we needed. God will provide everything you need according to His riches and glory. That's His promise to you. But a lot of times we get so busy looking for everything else. Now look at this verse again. I want you to see something. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness and all these things. So now let's get the perspective. As you have your Bible open, you can put it on the screen as well, Xavier. Go back to Matthew. Kendra read it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 27. What are these things? What are these things? Break. Sorry, guys. Sometimes I forgot I have second eyes. I really want to do without them, but I can't. Verse 27. Therefore, I say to you, from the King James, New King James, do not worry about your life. What you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body. Man, how many of us needs to repent today? Maybe we did it already. I've already done that. This is the word of the Lord. He says, therefore, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is talking. He says, do not worry about your life. Now, he's not telling you to go and be a bum. Jesus is not telling you, you know those things, those bumper sticker, if Jesus wanted me to work, he wouldn't create fishing. Well, if you want to go, there are fishing that can give you a good life. You must work. Jesus is not saying don't go to school, don't work hard. No, that's not what he's saying here. He's telling us all these things are good, but you must seek first the kingdom. Don't worry about what you'll drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food? The body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barn. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And so I read this. Help me think for a little bit. Has God ever sent an angel from heaven to set a bird feeder for the birds? No, but God has give you a burden, give you such a love for those birdies who don't really care about you. But then you go and buy a pretty house, you go and buy bird feeders. Some of you have 3, 4, 5, 6 bird feeders in your yard. Why? Because you have the their Father in heaven is thinking. When I read this, I'm like, oh Lord, please forgive my doubts. Forgive my worries. I trust. I trust you. I'm calling you to trust God at a whole level for your children, your grandchildren, for your future. For your future. Just let it go. Verse 27, which of you by word we can add one cubic to his stature? None of us. So why do you worry about clothing? You're talking about clothing. I heard this. One person was talking to Murdoch. And, you know, this guy, you can look him up online. He always wear black. You know, black shoes, black suit, black. And then the guy asked him, he's like, well, why do you always wear black? He said, well, one of the reasons I wear black, I get dressed up faster. Because I don't have any other colors competing with each other. I mean, have we ever find ourselves in this position where tomorrow morning or you're going somewhere, you're going to a party, and you're thinking, what should I wear? Like these shoes, I've got black and I've got a gray and I've got this one. I've got three of them. Sometimes I walk in my closet, I'm like, okay, now which one? So there's a competition between those shoes. Which one I should wear? Why do you worry about your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grew. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you little faith? Let's pray this with me. Father, okay, just one, I just need one person. I mean, let's try again. Father, just help my unbelief. I put all my trust in you. Do you mean it? Yes, you do. Because you know without putting all your trust in God, you're going to have anxiety, you're going to have all crazy stuff, you're going to have sleepless nights, and I'm calling you to a higher level of faith. God's priority. Now I'm going to jump to verse 32. It says, for after all these things, the Gentiles, now in this, the context of this verse means the people that doesn't know God. People that doesn't have their trust in God. People that are not children of God. That's what their priority is. Their priority is to seek those things. While they're losing their spiritual life. And then Jesus goes on. Now, favorite verse for today. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. But seek first the kingdom. God is calling me and you to rediscover his priority. You know, I look at the word rediscover. Rediscover means to recover something that was lost. To gain knowledge again. To be aware this is priority. I love the way the Passion Translation put Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. It says, so above all, au-dessus de tout, above all, above all, above my wife, because after Jesus, she's first. But then she's second. You see how I said it? After Jesus, she's first. In reality, Jesus is first. Above the church, above God's call, above my personal dreams, priority is number one in my life. And I realize the more, the older I'm getting, man, I better keep my priorities straight. You better keep your priorities straight. You know, I have a good friend of mine. This past week, we had a really good conversation in our ministry school in Haiti. I like to have some of my key pastors just to teach on days, on the sessions I can't be on Zoom to do it. Okay, so this week I was supposed to teach. I only teach one day. The second day, the internet wasn't working because they paid it. Some wire wasn't working, so I was there waiting for like 45 minutes. Nothing was working. Finally, I said, guys, you teach. They're always ready. So I have this pastor friend, good buddy of mine. It's been, 3 years. We always schedule him. And every time he finds an excuse not to be there. I understand emergency. And then I got to think priorities. If, when I ask you to move these flags over here, to put them over there, you look at that, you're like, okay, when do you want me to do it? You say, you do it this afternoon at 3 o'clock. You check your calendar, right? 3 o'clock, yeah, I'm going to do this at 12, okay, 3, yeah, I'll be able to do it. And then at 2 o'clock, something shows up on TV. I'm not talking about emergency. You know, and he's like, oh, man, I forgot I had this show to watch. You didn't show up to move the flags here to there. What does that tell me? It's priority. The Bible talks about someone, a man of character will keep their words no matter what. When you prioritize your word, my word, yes is yes. I'm not going to excuse my commitment to you. So we had a very awesome conversation. It was a hard conversation because it's hard for anybody to hear, I'm not your priority. Would you like your wife or your wife or your married or your married partner, your husband or your son's daughters or anybody that's dear to you, would you like for them to tell you I'm not a priority? That's the hard thing. That would break your heart. But you say, but honey, you are a priority. But she's like, you never spent time with me. What are you talking about? I'm a priority. Every time you're spending time with me, you're on your phone. There's no heart-to-heart connection. I am not a priority. And that's what God's saying here. Seek God's kingdom. Seek his kingdom first. God's priority is very simple, if you really think about it. You say, well, what's his priority? Once again, the verse, seek his kingdom. You know, if I tell you to do something, like I just give you the example, I told the person, you need to move this flag from here to there. But then if I don't tell him how to do it, but you think, well, Pastor, that's very easy. You tell someone to move this flag from here to there, that's easy. You just get here, you grab the flag here, and you put it there, right? But seek the kingdom, that's a whole different story. When Jesus said, seek the kingdom first, well, how do I seek the kingdom first? How do I do it? A good question. How do we seek the kingdom? But thank God that Jesus is a good teacher. He never tells us to do something without giving us the hint. You know, like giving little kids an exam, you know. So 1 plus 1, teaching the child. 1 plus 1 is 2. You do like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you're teaching them. 1 plus 1 is 2. 1 plus 1 = 2. 1 plus 1, and then he's like, okay, tomorrow you're going to get an exam, all right? And then the kid came. 1 plus 1, and then the kid's got to figure out what the answer is. And then he's thinking, I can't remember. But then what do? You say, you know, 1 plus 1, what is this? You know, you're trying to give the kid, you give him the answer. 1 plus 1 is 1, help me count, 1, you know. Is that an exam? That's how Jesus tests us. He's not here to try you out to make sure you don't get it. Jesus told us to seek the kingdom. He actually tells us how it's done. He wants, this is I read this from Miles Monroe from one of his books. And I thought this was very appropriate. You can put it on the screen. And I want you to write it down as we repeat it. The greatest challenge in life. And the older I'm getting, I'm realizing that's it though. The greatest challenge in life on earth is the complicated daily demand of choosing among competing alternatives for a limited time. We have 24 hours. Yet there are so much stuff who wants my time. And if you do not prioritize or organize your priorities, you'll find out that your priorities are never first. You never get to them. The greatest challenge, dealing with the competing demands of alternatives that are vying for our time. Every day, I give you the example. Even coming here. I mean, some of us, we don't have any other options, but sometimes, have you ever find yourself, you say, I'm coming to church, but I'm going to drive Mount Pleasant. Or I'm going to drive Elbow Road, but then you get to Elbow Road, there's road detour. Right? Maybe there's a detour of your route. Some of us, we have just one way. Another time, you're like, you know what? Today, I'm just going to take the interstate. I'm going to do this. So you have so much stuff competing for our time. There is a constant demand competing for our time. That's why some people, they wake up early to spend time in the Word. Some people, they prioritize their daily activities so they can put first thing first. You know, the key to simplify our life is to put the first things first. Prioritization. Go back and listen to my sermon again on priority. Priority, prioritize. It's the arrangement of many activities to put everything in their places. And I want to give you three different strategies to keep life, to live a successful life when it comes to seeking God's kingdom first. The number one is prioritize. You must prioritize your, I think I have that those on the screen too. Prioritize. Priority is number one in my life. Prioritize. That's why I do not negotiate time spending with the Lord. I make it a priority to spend time with the Lord. You know, your priorities could be God, family, worship, job, business, creation, recreation, vacation, playing music, spending time with the grandkids, date night. But then that's when the second one comes in, organized. The second one is organized. Once you set your priorities, that means the list of things that are important and valuable to you, then you have to organize them properly so the first can be first. For example, you could have your priorities as God, family, worship, date night, you know, work, whatever, business. But then unless you prioritize God, business might take time of, might be your priority. You might have all time. Listen to me. I'm just a messenger here. You know, you might have all the time for work, but you never have time for prayer. Now, I'm not picking on anyone here, okay? This is not my intention, you know? But it's crazy. I've done prayer meeting, once a month prayer meeting, for as long as I've been doing it since I'm here. There are people in this church that never came. let me not look anybody because I'm not talking to you, okay? There's no shame in what I'm saying. I'm just a messenger. When I read this, I'm like, wow. God could be your priority, but you put business. I mean, God could be on your list, but you put your job as a priority. And you have all your energy for your work, and which rightly so. But then there is no energy for other things. If you're married, I think every married couple should have a date night. Be intentional about a date night. Because you live in the house, you know, you're just used to each other, you know, you hear, I'm here, you know, you do life. And then you'll be surprised. You live together for 15 years or number of years, and heart-to-heart connection happen when you go on vacation sometimes, or really you don't really know each other. And when I'm talking about date night, I'm not talking about going out to eat, do all this, spending all this crazy money. No. Just being intentional at home. This is like, you know, this is maybe a time we watch something together, but this is a time she asks me, how you doing? I ask her, how you doing? What's going on in your life? And I shut up and I listen. And she listens. What are those things? Priority. Organizing. The third one is discipline. Now, discipline, that's something, if my wife would tell you, I am still working at. Discipline. I'm the kind of guy that could fly by the, how do you say that? Fly by the seat of my pants. I do very well under pressure. I used to. I'm a lot better. Discipline. But then I realize this list right here, priority is my number one. I prioritize. Once I organize my priorities, if I'm not disciplined, it's never done. Remember those people? That's why New Year's resolution never work for some people. Because it's not like they don't have a priority. It's not like they don't organize them, but then it's the discipline that kills them. You say, all right, this is our ministry school. Ministry school, 10 weeks. I'm still praying. I said, Lord, I hope someday I'll be able to do a 10-week ministry school where people in the Word every day. I'm not saying you don't go to work. You still go to work. You still do your activities. But every day you are on an assignment. 3 chapters every day. You discipline yourself. You're devoting yourself 3 chapters every day for 10 weeks. Boot camp. That's why guys that have, you know, captain and all of you guys that have been in the Army and Navy and all that stuff, man, that Navy did something to you because they put you in a discipline. Some people say, you know, you look at a young guy or a young teenager, you're like, well, he needs to go in the Army because the Army's got such discipline, they put him in in that box there, can't move. Discipline. You know, the dictionary defined discipline like this. It's any training intended to produce a specific character in someone. Any training intended. Oh, we don't like that. Discipline is any training intended to produce specific character in someone. For example, we say, all right, this is an example. Starting from today or tomorrow, we're going to give you today off. Tomorrow we start 3 chapters every day. You're going to read it. You're going to write what God's telling you. And then next Sunday you bring me your homework. And then people that are late, we just kick them out. We'll get rid of them. It's gonna take. Sometimes you start with 50 people. You know how many people you end up with at the last day? 15. 15, 10, 20. But the work that's done in their life. All of us could need some more discipline in our lives. Put my hands up. And I am working on discipline in my life. Discipline my life. But in the kingdom, the word discipline, it means self-imposed restriction. What do? It means you impose yourself certain restriction that you can achieve a desired goal. I study. I need time to study. When I say study, it's not my phone's off. You'll be surprised. Sometimes I say, I'm going to study. I got 2 hours to study, and I only study for 10 minutes because my phone rings. I got this text here. I got this email. Before you know it, I was on 17 rabbit's trail. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah. Kendra says, I thought you said you went to study. Yeah, I went to study, but I studied everything else except my studies. Discipline. Self-discipline. I tell you, self-discipline is therefore the higher self of government. And I don't want to say we lost that generation, but back in the days, you remember when everybody was self-governed? You know, you don't need to see the cop to do certain things. You know you can't cheat. You know you can't go to the store and steal. I mean, you had people that did that stuff. But it seems like people were more self-governed. You know what you do. You know your priority. You know seeking first God's kingdom is a priority. So therefore, I must read my Bible. I'm not reading my Bible to check the list. I'm not spending time with God to check the list. Oh, I'm not in worship to check the list. No, it's just like priority. It's a priority. God's priority, I told you at the beginning, is not complicated. And I think life is too complicated to not have priorities. You must have priority in everything you do. Maybe you've been just a lousy Christian, a lousy person. You just, you retire, you do nothing, and you just like... You just here. You have no purpose. I'm here. People like that find appeal. I say appeal trouble. My Creole wants to kick in. A lot of trouble. People like that find yourself in a lot of troubles, in a whole heap of trouble. You don't want that. And I think to identify the correct and the right priorities is life. It's a key to live a successful life. For example, the drug dealers, they have a priority. Their priority is to sell drugs. But does that contribute to the wellness of the society? No. Jesus gives us his priority, God's priority. Help me out. What are God's priorities? The first one is? Okay, well, so let's make it simple. What's God's priority? Kingdom, right? What is God's priority? What is God's priority? What is God's priority? Everybody, what is God's priority? What is God's first priority? No, it's kingdom. It's kingdom. Yeah, it's kingdom. It is kingdom. What is God's priority? Kingdom. What's second priority? Righteousness. What is God's priority? The kingdom. Help me out. What is God's priority? What is God's second priority? No, so in the same. It's righteousness. First, the kingdom and his righteousness. Seek the kingdom. It means to allow the kingdom stuff to consume you. Now, I'm not telling you, this is not telling us for us to become religious. So you wear like a big long robe, head covering, face covering, whatever people do to make them feel religious or closer to God. I'm not talking about those things. What I'm talking about here is you seek the influence of heaven in all you do. Seek the influence of heaven in all you do, the disciples came to Jesus. They said, Master, how must I pray? Jesus said, you know, guys, when you pray, you don't have to bring a bunch of, you know, glory to God, glory to the Holy Spirit, go to all this. You don't have to recite Psalm 23 before you start praying. Say, Father, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let heaven influence the earth. So seek first the kingdom of God means you seek heaven's influence in all you do. All you do, work, relationship with people, when you travel, when you're on vacation. Let me ask you this again. What are two things you must seek? The kingdom and his righteousness. What's God's priority? And his righteousness. What is, maybe this, let all of us say it again for those of us that are getting ready to fall asleep. Let's go. What's God's priority? First, kingdom and righteousness. God's identify his priority. And you already know your priority. Your priority is to seek his kingdom first, not stuff. And then those things will be added to you. Now, do you believe that? Do you receive those words? You know, sometimes I used to think, man, I'm too young to always be tired. You know, and I understand the older you get, you know, you don't have the same energy. But you know, when you occupied your mind, yourself with a lot of things, you get tired, especially your mind. Do not worry about food. Do not worry about clothes. Do not worry about your car. Do not worry about your house. Do not worry about your future. I received those words. Ricardo, stop worrying. Do not let, what Jesus is telling us here, he says, don't let them be your priority. Jesus is not saying you shouldn't be thinking about food. And should be thinking, you know what, Aaron, you heard Pastor, today you are on your own. Sorry, Aaron. You know, honey, you heard the pastor, you are on your own. All right, let me streak this thing out. This is not what I'm saying. We need to plan for food. Of course, you got to think about it. But what Jesus is saying here, do not let them be your priority. As you work, as you pursue your career, study, as you teach those students, let what you do, let God influence. Let what you do influence them to bring the kingdom in your community. You know, the sad thing, sometimes there are Christians who work somewhere, people never know they're Christians. They're followers of Christ. They curse, talk, drink, smoke, like everybody else. The only difference between them is Sunday morning, they come to church. Seek first the kingdom. Is God first in your life? Yes. Is God first in your life? Is seeking him more important than anything else?
Yes.
Do you believe in him?
Yes.
Now today, your priority, I'm telling you, your priority should not be people. It should be a place and a position. What's the place? The kingdom. So everything you do it from kingdom perspective. Why do I say kingdom greetings? Remember, we're not going to die to go to heaven, to go to eternal life. You're already in eternal life. I have eternal life. Yeah, we are in this body. That's why it says absent in this body is automatically present with the Lord. So the invitation for you today is please, check out your priorities. And I'm finishing with this verse, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, where Solomon said, man, I observe one thing, that most people are motivated to success because they envy their neighbors. But this too is meaningless. It's like chasing the wind. So as you do all the things you must do, I can't express to you how much peace, even though I was just, my mind, I'm juggling. Last week, I'm like, okay, Lord, I trust you. Oh, yes, you know? If you ever find yourself in this chair that's so comfortable, and you're like, get comfortable in the trust, in your trust for Jesus. Okay? What are the things you must seek? Help me out again. Kingdom and what are they? And righteousness. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for all the times that we've neglected to put you first. This morning you spoke to our hearts and we repent and we will, moving forward, keep first things first. Keep first things first. In Jesus' name, amen.